7:08 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show on a Tuesday. Normally we have Bob DiBiase at 7:20 on a Monday, but it's Tuesday because of the holiday. We got Bobby on the line this morning, but he can't be with us very long. Bob, good morning. How are you today, Bob?
I'm doing great, boys. How are you?
Great. That was the quickest intro. It's brought to you by Dale's Market Deli. Drive Trivia with Bob DiBiase. Bob, we want to accommodate and make your day start as best as possible. I know you got places to be and things to do. Indians doing quite well over the weekend, and then yesterday losing out to the Astros. I don't know if yesterday was set up today to lose, but, you know, we didn't really have a starting pitcher, right? It was a bullpen. It was like a committee day from what
I understand. It was one of those odd days for us. Although in the end, if you really look at it, as our pitching coach Mickey Callaway said after the game, that not many fifth starters in the American League would probably go out and pitch a quality start, which in the big leagues today is six innings, giving up three runs or less. And that's what our guys did. Going into the seventh inning is when everything unraveled for us. We just didn't play good defense in that inning, and it came up to bite us. So that's one of the things we will have to ponder here for the remaining games this season. Our magic numbers at 22, which for those that may not know, is a Cleveland Indians, a combination of Cleveland Indians wins and the Detroit Tiger losses. And that will clinch a playoff berth for the Cleveland Indians, the winning of the Central Division title. So, homestand, as you said, started awesome, 6-0. Our first loss, we're 6-1 on this 10-game trip starting tonight. Anytime you can say the words, Corey Kluber is on the mound tonight, you feel real good about that.
Not a bad deal, and Mike Napoli seems to be coming back around?
Yeah, obviously he's been a streaky hitter his whole career. A little more consistent this year for us, hit home run number 30. Last night, a towering bomb off the foul pole in left field. And if we can get that bat hot, that will go a long way. But, we're playing extremely well at home. We're almost batting close to 300 as a team at home with the nine walk-off wins. Just had an incredibly special season at home, and that's why we need to keep winning, see if we can get home field advantage in the postseason, which would be a huge thing for us. But our offense is doing well. We've been a consistent baseball team all year long. We're second in run differential, which I think is one of the important stats out there, and we just need to finish strong. We have seven more against the Detroit Tigers. That last week of the season is going to be one to really reckon with. Four in Detroit, and then we end three in Kansas City. So they all come down to that.
You mentioned about the walk-off wins, but if you look deeper sometimes in those walk-off, Jose Ramirez is right there setting the table for that excitement.
Well, he is. He's been maybe the MVP of the season. I think, guys, we've talked about it all season long. He may be the MVP of the season. He epitomizes what we're all about and being a team. Guys not concerned with their own individual statistics. They're more concerned with the team's success and, how can I help the team win today? And nobody, especially early in the year, did that more than Jose Ramirez, coming to the ballpark not knowing if he was playing second, short, third, left, batting first, second, third, fourth, just doing whatever the manager asked him to do. And Jose has just been absolutely a terrific player. And we kid around the office saying, man, he and Francisco Lindor, what incredible talents they'll be when they'll be old enough to rent a car.
We have more coming up with Bob DiBiase of the Indians with our Tribe Talk and Trivia, courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi. We did the Tribe Talk. The trivia is next.
Before Dale packs the grills away, stop out this Saturday to Dale's Market in Delhi in Elyria for the final chicken and rib burn-off of the summer. It'll be delicious. Ribs or barbecued chicken, dinners with salad and roll, even combo dinners, all featuring Dale's special recipe barbecue sauce. Take home the tenderest, finger-lickingest barbecue ribs and chicken you've ever had. Saturday, stop out for the final rib burn-off of the season at Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria.
All right, Bob, what's our question for this Tuesday morning?
Well, Francisco Lindor is closing in on I think 170 hits for the season. So our question is, who is the last Cleveland Indian to collect 200 hits? The last Cleveland Indian to collect 200 hits.
3220930, the number 2460930, and you'll pick up a 4-pack of tickets to see the Indians and the Astros in tomorrow night's game. Again, who's the last Indian to collect 200 hits? That's our question this morning. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week. And go Tribe.
Thank you, boys. Go Tribe.